Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Leticia Ordaz has a story to tell. She's a television reporter at KCRA in Sacramento, so storytelling, you might say, is her business. But this is a colorful, magical story titled The Adventures of Mr. McCaw. It's a children's picture book, and it's written in two languages, and Leticia's here to talk about it. Hi.
Beth, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here to share this story.
I'm so excited that you're here, that this book is here, and that we have this for people in light of the time we're in and the week and the day that we're in the midst of.
This has been so emotional for me to get this out into the world. It's been a 2-year process to bring this book to life. And now that it's here and the response that I'm getting from the community saying that there is a huge need for diversity in publishing is just, I'm here and I'm ready to give more books to the world.
So we have a couple themes here to talk about, but let's start with how it began and that idea that reading to children and your own children, in your case, is such an important part of their development.
It really started 8 years ago when I became a mother for the first time, and reading was everything. Everything that I read about children, they needed to be read to. So I started looking for diverse books in the community, and it was really important for me to find bilingual books. I wanted my children to speak Spanish, and I found that there were not many quality books that represented that. I found a couple of books that had just one word, flower, flor. But that wasn't enough for me. I wanted my children to hear a story, a beautiful story. And when I was reading these books to my children, I would translate books like Where the Wild Things Are, just on the fly. Hmm. So my children really never knew that there weren't a lot of bilingual books out there because for them, I was reading in both languages.
You gave them immersion in both languages as children, didn't you? Well, they're still young.
They're still young. They're 5 and 8. But the first 2 years of their life, my husband and I made a decision to only speak to them in Spanish. So they went to preschool at 2 years old, not really speaking a whole lot of English.
Wow. You're a reporter. So I can imagine you started asking questions about this and wondering where the books are that you needed and wanted for your family.
I started doing a lot of research, and I always had it in my mind that I wanted to write a children's book. And that story just stuck with me for 6 years. And you know how it is, you become a mom and things get super busy. I'm a full-time anchor reporter at KCRA, so I was really busy. But an adventure that I had with my family in Mexico really drew me to write it on paper to get it out into the world.
Okay, more about that adventure in Mexico and this wonderful character you have, Mr. McCaw.
Mr. McCaw is really our kite. This is a kite that we've had since my children were young. It stays in Mexico. Every year we go to Mexico. It's in storage. We take it out of this box and it flies with my children. They just love it and it creates so many wonderful memories for us. 2 years ago, we were in Cabo San Lucas and Hurricane Bud was approaching. Mm. We weren't sure if it was really going to turn into a hurricane by the time it hit Cabo. It actually turned into a tropical storm, but it was such a beautiful day. The wind was blowing. My husband said, grab Mr. McCaw, let's go fly. We took Mr. McCaw out to fly and we're having the best time. The winds were getting stronger, not to the point where we felt it was dangerous. So we were still out there flying. And my kids were having a good time with the kite. Next thing you know, this kite gets swept away and we are like, where did this kite go? My children were devastated. We started going around the resort looking for Mr. McCaw, and the village stopped everything that they were doing to help my boys find this kite.
Can I be Mr. McCaw right now in the book? Squawk! Squawk!
It was crazy to us how everyone dropped what they were doing to look for this kite. Mm. The kite's important to my children, but we didn't know it was important to everyone else, too.
So for them to see the story in the book, but also be able to read it and speak it in Spanish, is at this point far more powerful than they could even comprehend. They'll get this when they're much older.
They are seeing it now because they're seeing children that look like them in a book. Mm. And they're seeing themselves, I would say for the first time, really being represented in a children's book. And for them, that's so powerful. They see beautiful children in books all of the time, but none of them have the darker skin like them, the dark hair. So for them, that is really powerful. And as they're talking to me about it, they're saying, Mommy, I want to be an author too, to tell stories.
Well, you took this a step further. Beyond writing the book, you have actually formed a publishing company.
I did. I pitched this manuscript in January of 2019 to publishers everywhere. And I got some really good feedback from some major publishers that were saying, we like the story, but can it be in English only?
Really?
Really. They said in the future, maybe you can write it in Spanish as well. And
I'm so surprised by that. And you've made it so accessible because the English paragraph or sentence is immediately under the stories. And below that is the Spanish version. And some of the thought bubbles or captions of speech are the same way, both in English and immediately under Spanish. And they rejected that?
For the time being, I think there's a misperception that Latinos don't read to their children. But that's not the case. Latinos love to read. And I think that they might have thought that it would sell more if it was just in English. But I'm here to prove them wrong. I'm getting a lot of response from the community who needs this. Even people who are not Latino want to see these stories. They want their children to learn Spanish. It's such a huge asset, and people are realizing that more and more.
Okay, so to the publishing house then, what did you decide to do?
I decided to start my own publishing house. With my husband's support, we invested money in a company. We got this story registered with the Library of Congress. We got the copyrights for it. I ended up hiring an illustrator, hiring editors. We got this beautiful story together and just made it a beautiful masterpiece. Got it printed. And now here it is. It's ready for the world to see.
Under the label of, help me with this, Cielito?
Cielito Lindo Books. And the reason for the name is Cielito Lindo is a historic Spanish song from the 1800s. And it's a song that if you're Latino, you have likely heard your parents sing it. You've heard it on the radio. You hear it at celebrations. And for me, that really represented culture. And that's what I want to bring to the community and to the world. I want kids to be proud of their Latino culture.
So how do people find this book? The story is so magical, Leticia. It really, with the colors and the fact that it's a true story, I think makes it even more special for all of us to read.
Thank you so much. You can find it on my website, cielitolindobooks.com, and it's now on Amazon as well. And I'm in talks with Barnes & Noble in New York to hopefully get it into stores everywhere. And I'm hoping that I will get a lot of support from big retailers, small bookstores, libraries. I would definitely want to offer this for free where children can just go and have access to books like this.
I didn't see any events coming up. Do you have any gatherings?
I do. Casa de Español has booked me for March 27th at 6 p.m. It is a community celebration where I will be doing a reading. We are going to be doing some crafts with Mr. McCaw. Kids can create their own macaw. So that one is lined up, and Barnes & Noble, April 18th.
Okay, hopefully those events stay on the calendar in light of the time that we're in.
Yes, we are hoping that children can still come out, and I want to do a reading to the community. Also, if schools want to book me, I'm happy to go into the classroom. I've already done 3 readings, and the children are going crazy over Mr. McCaw.
I want to give you an opportunity to greet your children in Spanish. I'm sure they're listening or will be listening to you.
Mis niños chiquitos, los amo mucho. Estoy muy orgullosa de ustedes. Mami te quiere mucho.
Thank you so much. I want you to say that the next book is in the works. Is it yet?
It is in the works.
Right.
I have a book that you can likely relate to. It's called You Too Can Be That Girl on TV. It's a journey of a Latina journalist, and that will be out in the fall.
So many congratulations. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this with everyone. And we'll send everybody to the website for links and an image of this beautiful Adventures of Mr. McCaw.
Thank you.
Leticia Ordaz is now an author in addition to a television anchor and reporter. Her bilingual children's book is, as you just heard, The Adventures of Mr. Macaw. You can find the link at capradio.org/insight. Up next, a little bit of detail about something else fun coming up. It's the Tiny Desk Contest at NPR. This is Insight on Cap Radio.